the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Welcome to the radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. He's the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. To reach Dr. Mike on the air, it's 877-711-5211 on the phone, on the email, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. Listen to us on our affiliates all across the country. Thank you all for carrying this weekly show. And also, we're on iHeartRadio Talk. You can add Radio MD and You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. Go to iHeartRadio.com, download the app or use it on the web. Click Talk in the main menu, search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. So no matter if you're not even near a radio, you're not too far away from the show weekly, You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. Dr. Mike, our guest at 35 after the hour, who is it and what are we going to be talking about today?
It's Adele Levine. She is a physical therapist and talks about the curious and chaotic life of physical therapists inside Walter Reed as they work with amputees. And it's titled, the book she wrote, entitled Run, Don't Walk. It's really a fascinating read, but her stories are so incredible, Joe. I mean, and this is Memorial Day weekend, of course, where I rarely say the date, but this is the weekend we really do honor those who serve, so it's really an important book for this weekend, how the rehabilitation goes in what's called the fishbowl at Walter Reed. We're also going to talk to her, and I'm going to try and get her to tell us what she think is wrong with the VA system.
Yes.
Since many of these people, after they leave Walter Reed, go to the VA.
Adele Levine is a physical therapist. A little bit of background about her. She worked at Walter Reed Army Medical Center for about 6 years, and then she was transferred to the National Naval Medical Center 3 years ago, which was, by the way, renamed Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. And she continued to rehabilitate war amputees for many more years. And she admits that she loved the amputee clinic, and she stayed there for several years. So it takes a special person, I would think, to do that. She will speak with us at 35 minutes after the hour. udocs@gmail.com, youdocs. @gmail.com. It is a holiday weekend, and just in time we have an E. coli outbreak, right? Linked to things like sprouts and hummus dips, and even walnuts. What's the story?
Well, it appears we have three, not one outbreak, but three separate ones that are unrelated. The walnuts are interesting because I didn't even know walnuts could harbor bacteria. But this is walnuts. Sherman Products said it was recalling 241 cases of bulk walnuts packaged in 25-pound bulk cardboard boxes that are called Schnucksbahn. They're 10-ounce trays with Best Buy dates 3/15 and 4/15. They had listeria in them, and listeria in walnuts at the facility. So they're not E. coli. Listeria causes this disease that can especially affect pregnant women and young kids, young infants who don't have mature immune systems yet. So that walnut is—it's a rare. It's only 241 cases. I asked my walnut experts at the Walnut Board how many cases are sold, and there's something over 240,000 cases. So this is less than 0.1%, and it's a rare thing at just one plant. The other one are actually 14,000 pounds of lentil hummus with sunflower seeds and apricots, and edamame hummus, 17 different states these got distributed to in 8-ounce containers. So the hummus, if you get it at Trader Joe's, edamame hummus, don't do it. The Lansal, which is the product manufacturer, L-A-N-S-A-L, question line, I'll repeat it twice, 877-550-0694, 877-550-0694. 0694, and that was with E. coli, which can kill your kidneys and is the same stuff in many of the red meat outbreaks. And that's actually what happened with sprouts, too. So the sprouts, if you will, have had the same problem as the red meat. It's evergreen, fresh sprouts were involved in it. And it now it is concerns have been raised about the brands alfalfa and spicy sprouts recently. So these apparently have a problem and they're being recalled. So Lancel hummus, Archer Farms hummus, it's all the same. And if you will, this the sprouts. So the message is wash your sprouts carefully and get in it. And the hummus, don't eat that. And the walnuts, unless you get some very specific bags of walnuts, you probably don't have to worry about them. It says best by 3:15 and by 4:15. And it is the, they all say Schnucks brand. They only were distributed in two states. And I can't find the states now, but I'll find them pretty soon, Joe, and tell you about them.
And an E. coli outbreak is also tied to ground beef this week. The outbreak has made about 15 people sick in four states, and some of these illnesses apparently have been linked to undercooked hamburgers. So how do you know if your hamburger's safe? Is it easy to figure out?
It's actually very easy, but it's nerdy. You have to take a food thermometer, I'm sorry, it makes you think like you're a nerd, and stick it in, and it's got to be 165 degrees in the middle of the, in all of the hamburger meat. That's when you know it's cooked thoroughly enough to have killed the E. coli.
Yeah, they say meat that's still pink may be well done, and meat that's brown may need more heat. We used to have a different way of thinking. It's done when it's brown in the middle. Now we're saying, as you say, use a meat thermometer, and that's the only way to know that it's safe. I don't know why that's nerdy. Why do you say that's nerdy?
Well, people think of a meat thermometer as somewhat nerdy. You got to read a temperature. I do it routinely on every piece of chicken and fish I eat because I want to kill anything that's in there. 165 degrees does it. And it works real well, and so I'm a little nerdy if I do it. Do you do it?
I use my tongue as a meat thermometer, but that's probably not a smart thing to do either. But, you know, I have to break bad habit. But bacteria what starts to die at about what temperature? About 140 degrees, something like that?
Yeah, but you don't totally kill it until 165, so it can come back. And again, remember, on a weekend like this, when you've got beautiful days out and the country has a whole bunch of beautiful days this weekend, don't let anything with mayonnaise or with, if you will, any of those culture materials stay out. Get them refrigerated.
Yeah, and I guess if you do decide to, I'm reading this from an article I read, cook meat at lower temperatures, beware that, you know, kids, the elderly and folks with compromised immune systems are at probably greater risk of coming down with these foodborne illnesses. Also, it's important to keep meat below 41 degrees before cooking and serve immediately after it's cooked. This is the weekend for beer sales because we are going to buy this weekend alone, listen to this, 21 million cases of beer in supermarkets alone over the next week or so. That's about $385 million retail. So this,
how many is that per person?
Per person, I don't know. I just have the total, 21 million. That makes Memorial Day second only to the 4th of July in terms of biggest beer sales. And these 2 weeks account for companies, beer companies, breweries, for fully 5% of the total annual beer sales. So I can get a calculator out, and I'll let you know what that
might be. How many cases did you say?
21 million.
21 million, and they're 24 to a case, so it's about 10 bottles. It's about four bottles.
four bottles of beer on the wall.
Four bottles for each of us.
Okay.
And my grandma isn't eating any, so that means I got to have eight, right?
Right. We'll be back. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thank you for listening today, and stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
If you still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy, B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.